Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm going to crack open a drink.
Oh my God.
And do you know what that was? That was Pals, the beige one.
Yeah.
Which were actually gifted to me.
That's so nice. I can't believe they're finally done beige after all the demand.
I think it's an indictment on us as a society that we've got to the point where we're like excited about the color beige. However, this drink rocks.
Yeah, pink guavas are lovely.
And as much as I don't want to be like, it looks acidic. It looks acidic in the fridge. Nice. And that kills me. They are by no means sponsoring this podcast. But
you do get them for free.
But not in coordination with the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
It was more affiliated with my Instagram.
Yeah, not in coordination with the massive influence that this podcast has.
I don't think we should underestimate the power this podcast has.
Can we say to the listeners, we have been shook,
Eli,
by the response of one episode coming out a full 6 months after.
And as we said before, we don't deserve it. And I mean, our behavior since releasing a podcast has been unacceptable.
Yeah.
You emailed us chartable stats of where we were, the New Zealand podcast.
I was like, look at this. We're number 13. And then I tell you what, I checked today, we're number 12 in the comedy charts.
And we've been doing this podcast for like 6 years.
Yeah, we have.
Inconsistently. It's shocking. Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to actually this week's episode of The Male Gaze. I'm your host, Chris Parker.
And I am also your host, Eli Mathewson. Unacceptable thing to say.
I'm not your co-host. I'm your co-host.
I'm one of the people.
One of the people. I'm one of the voices in this. One of the most indecisive. Do you reckon you've got quite a gay voice?
I feel that when I listen to it, it is gay. But I've had a shocking amount of people not know that I'm gay recently.
Is this because of your representation on Celebrity Treasure Island?
It might be, yeah. I guess you're like introduced to a new audience.
No, you're very gay on that show.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't. You stripped down to a Speedo, mounted a unicorn, and then proceeded to sort of mince around the field.
Yeah, true.
Can I ask you about your appearance on beloved New Zealand child TV show, What Now? Because I've seen a clip of you, I'm going to say, bordering on inappropriately lip-syncing in a onesie.
I know.
You're rubbing like your like titties.
I'm not rubbing my titties. Can you cool it the hell down?
I was like, this is the gay agenda. In action.
Yeah, I definitely...
This is indoctrination.
I converted every child that was watching. They flew me and Matt Gibb down to promote Celebrity Treasure Island, and both of us were very honoured to be back on the What Now set. We've both been there before. I previously was Camilla the Gorilla a couple of times. Not full-time. It wasn't my full-time gig. Erin Simpson was the original Camilla the Gorilla, if you didn't know. There was a gymnast called Rowan who would do it most of the time, and I filled in for a couple of times. And
gymnast.
He was a gymnast. So his Camilla could really do a lot of things that my Camilla could not.
Probably retired out of gymnastics to go straight into
full-time
gorilla work.
Full-time gorilla work.
You got Camilla, you got the zoo,
You got Kong. You got Peter Jackson's King Kong, and then of course Kong Skull Island.
But often it's very rare to work after a full-time career in gymnastics.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you're really holding on to those. I mean, Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, they do some very gymnastics. I mean, it's really monkey things. That you got to go full-time into other monkey-related gigs. But yes, we did have to do a lip-sync battle, and I chose Raw. And the reason that I chose it was because last year for the radio, I did drag for a day, and that was the lip-sync song that I learned. So I was like, I know this. But then obviously didn't think about... I was honestly, and I was also trying to think of like, I was like, what other songs do I know kind of all the words to? And I was like, I guess I know Padam Padam. Maybe I could do that. And then I like thought about the lyrics to that song. And I was like, oh no, wait, that's about meeting someone in a nightclub and fucking them. And then, so I did Raw in a pink dinosaur onesie that I found there. And then, I don't think it's that inappropriate, but there is one moment where I do kind of like get on the floor and I consciously...
You drop it low.
I drop it at low and I'm kind of like arching back and I had to... my mind was like, don't thrust, don't thrust. Like I had to very consciously tell myself not to do that.
So good. Could you imagine... I mean, I guess though what now has always been sort of gay coded.
I believe you're the same as me when you're like my first comedy icon was Sports Susie, played by Shauna O'Kelly and Serial Staff. And that was a very kind of like, there's something queer coded about that character. For international listeners.
It's super stupid to even, but we all know what Serial Staff is, which was like the weird TV show inside of the pockets of a tiny micro series inside of this morning kids TV show on a Sunday morning where they had like Barbie dolls creating a serial drama, Serial Staff.
They were played by real people when they were indoors, and then when they went outdoors, they were Barbies.
Anthony Samuels as... What was his character's name?
That's a really good question.
It was essentially Ken. Outdoor Trev.
Outdoor Trev, yeah.
That character was only gay.
Yeah, you're right.
But what is interesting about the representation of Anthony Samuels as Outdoor Trev was that he wasn't... I didn't find it, like, derogatory. There was something sensitive about Outdoor Trev that I thought was quite sweet.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he was like a tender, gentle man. I don't know. I just thought it was quite a beautiful portrayal.
Yeah. Really beautiful. And the original beautiful portrayal.
He sort of was the blueprint.
Yeah.
So last week, and we can say that, we threw a political question out to...
We had a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I guess we did.
Yeah, Christmas cliffhanger.
It didn't have to be a Christmas cliff, but those in power chose to sort of leave us, not answer this question.
Even though the voting is open and we need to get you, the listeners, the answers to the important questions.
There was a little part of me that was like, you could reply to this a bit quicker.
Yeah.
But whether our politicians know who Troy Sivan is.
Such an important question.
Eli very confidently asked... Grant Robertson, a Labour MP, he's the
current finance minister,
a proud gay man.
Yeah, and it was the very first message I've sent him on Instagram as well.
A voice memo.
And it was a full voice memo. And
which ended actually in "Bye, BB."
Yeah, that was probably the worst part.
Yeah.
That is what I should be...
That's about that I re-listened to and sort of got a shiver down my spine.
Yeah, that was actually gross behaviour. That was gross behaviour from me. So we sent it at 6 p.m. last Wednesday. And then I can tell you at 8:01 p.m.
Yeah.
I got a response.
Oh my God.
Here's what Grant Robertson had to say. My youth is yours, Eli. True story. I DJed at Golden Dawn after Pride Parade in 2018, and youth was on the playlist.
Oh, my. I actually got goosebumps.
Good response.
Great response.
Good response.
He is honestly serving it at the moment.
He's an icon. I reckon, funniest person in Parliament.
Funniest person in Parliament.
Yeah.
Genuinely big laughs.
Cracks me
and
up.
I think loves it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I keep watching. There's just been a debate with him and Nicola Willis, two kind of key characters of this whole nightmare that is the New Zealand 2023 election.
Yeah,
and there's so much that they both use the phrase "How dare you!" like before every sentence. It's so amazing.
I love it.
And I don't think I can recall the last time I used the phrase "How dare you" sincerely.
Yeah, no, I can't ever. I don't think I have ever used that sincerely. It's, no way.
It's the most powerful phrase besides stop showing off.
Yeah, it's really, it's like, you should not have done what you just did. How
dare you?
Was this on, were you watching the, was it when she said, did you just compare me to the Briscoes? Did you just say and insinuate that I'm a Briscoe saleswoman? Because that is not ideal or something. What did you say like that?
That was such a reach on her behalf. I know. I was like, he literally did not say that.
Yeah, he compared your tax policy and also to a Briscoe sale.
Do not. Keep my wife's name out your goddamn mouth.
Wait, you're married to Tammy now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love that. That would be I actually a saw Kiwi her, celebrity power couple.
I saw her once, de-wigged. We all know she's wearing a wig.
Yeah.
And I was actually on a gay, same-sex date. A date of the same-sex variety.
Hey, gay. Brackets, same-sex.
Same-sex. Not gays and happy. Gays and same-sex. Date.
With Michael? Or?
No, with another person.
Wow.
And while I was with Michael. No.
Wait. Excellent.
Last week. No.
Did you talk to her?
Or did you just this see person her I was dating seemed to have known her, and we were walking down New Regent Street, and then she was in a jewellery shop.
Wow.
I think working there. So that was confusing. But maybe what? She owned all the jewels.
She must do. It wouldn't surprise me that she would like do something like work in a shop, not because she needs the money, but just to fill out the days. Because you know,
it's her charity work selling jewels,
selling jewelry. I have sold her a Shehard CD. She came into Marmix Miraval Mall and she was trying to find a particular Shehard album. And she listened to. She put them all on at the listening station to work out which one, and it was the one with the grasshopper on the cover. I can't remember what that one.
She listened to all the albums,
all the Shehard albums.
You God, you're just not doing that sort of due diligence anymore, are you? When you're buying music,
no, you're not buying it.
Are you?
You're not actually
and so,
buying it.
How dare you, music listeners? How
dare you
give it to me with complete sincerity?
Okay. I need to channel me on Celebrity Treasure Island last week. The first time I've shown true anger in my entire life.
When I rewatched that clip this week, I was like, he's actually lost his fucking mind.
I had lost my mind. I was so cooked. I have never behaved like that in any other situation in my entire life.
I have never seen you that sincerely emotional about anything. And in this instance, it's like the lotto guy going home on Treasure Island.
I know.
It's so crazy. I was like, bitch was hungry.
I was hungry. And we had also watched them do that endurance challenge for 2.5 hours.
You didn't do it though.
But everyone was crying.
So?
Hey, how dare you?
That was good.
Yeah, you like that?
That was good.
Yeah,
wow.
Thank you.
Okay. I threw the question out, do you know Troye Sivan, to Auckland Central
MP.
MP. I don't
Electra know. MP.
Yeah, Electra MP.
I just drove past some Mahesh fans on the corner of your street, who's the national candidate, trying to get some toots. And guess what? Sat at that light, I did not hear them get a single toot.
They got boots.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing worse than like, like with a big sign, like, woo-hoo, and just silence, just
not
traffic.
Not a single sound.
Just from the crossing, that's it.
Yeah.
Which, that, I killed that just then.
Really good.
The drop, I think. Yeah. Everyone goes the do-do-do-do-do, but you've got to get the like the top bit.
Did Rhys Darby just get here? Because you are a sound effects master.
Okay, here we go. This is what Chloe
tell me what
said.
Time she replied, because Grant took 2 hours.
Days. Yeah. This is 12:37 on another day.
She's busy.
She's busy. She says,
I'll kill her.
Oh, damn it. We shouldn't do tech. Okay, hold on.
I love how you holding your phone next to the microphone is considered tech.
Yeah.
Parker and Eli Chris Parker and Eli Matthewson. It's one Chloe Swarbrick, MP for Auckland Central here. Just checking in to say I have heard of Troye Sivan. Not that I mean, I know that his music is on like the TikToks and stuff, but I've actually watched a tour of his house on YouTube. So can affirm, do know who it is.
Of course she's watched the AD.
Of course she's watching. When she said that, I was like, yeah, of course, the AD.
Yeah.
On the TikToks, don't act like you don't
you're not,
know.
You're not that you're, Gen Z cusp.
That you're toxically online. How dare you? I act like your screen time is below. You are on your phone all day. Who do you reckon is the most toxically online out of anyone in Parliament? Chris Luxon could be up there, man. He is on TikTok a lot.
Yeah, but he loves talking to the people. This is what I've read in campaign analysis. And what I would also say from my own analysis of meeting both Chris's last week is that Chris Luxon loves to go and talk to normal people but can't handle being in front of a camera.
Luxon.
So...
He's always online. He's making so many TikToks.
Yeah, so bad.
He did one the other day. It was like, get ready with me as I put on my suit. And it was like, which suit should I wear? And I was like, neither.
Don't. Did both shit. Did you see him on the moped?
No.
Drove up on a moped and then kind of just struggled to get the lid open and then was like, voting's open.
Clumsy. And like in John Key's video, I forgot that he sounded like that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's me, John Key.
His accent sent a jolt through my spine.
We were taking commands from. Hey guys, it's me, John Key. Like it's like
there's one line that he says is like, we don't want to wake up on October 15th in Limbo Land. I think David Seymour would surely is toxically online.
Oh yeah. Or Shane. What's his name?
From NZ First.
Yeah.
His
algorithm is cooked. The
so
books.
Cooked.
He'd be getting like, sometimes I'd get like videos or like memes from my dad and it'll be like a meme that he got sent via WhatsApp that then he's like downloaded, saved to like a folder on his like desktop. And then, like, attached it as an email. Like, it's gone through, like, all the... It hasn't been sort of, like, organically shared. And you're like, how have you unearthed this, like, crazy meme? But he'll sort of send it to the siblings. And I feel like that sort of...
I love watching how kind of, like slightly older people might share stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, Megan Alatini was on my CGI team. She's an absolute icon. I love her. And I also would say... When she left, that was probably the beginning of the downward slope of my team's general morale. She really was holding us together.
True Bliss, man. Honestly.
She's so good.
Just before you finish this, I think we should send all of True Bliss to an island together film it.
Just no one gets eliminated.
No one gets eliminated. Joe Cotton dresses up.
Carly self-eliminates.
Yes. Okay. So.
So Megan Alatini, I'll tell you two things. Number one, as we were driving into CGI, Megan FaceTimed one of the Venga boys. Because they were friends. Because they like toured together in the past, and was like, "Say hi, everyone!" And then our driver was like, "No, turn your phone." Like, you know, because obviously you can't leak the cast or whatever. And then Megan was like, "She lives in Sweden. She's
so famous. She's in the Venga Boys." Imagine if the cast of Celebrity Treasure Island, New Zealand, was leaked from a member of the Venga Boys.
The Venga Boys leaked it out. Anyway, Megan also shared one of my Instagram post, and it's the most beautiful thing because she's kind of like screenshotted it, but you can kind of see the top of like my.
It's a dump. You've posted a dump, and she screenshotted like the first of the dump, and so like you can see the little white box and everything. God, it's good stuff.
It's really good
it?
Stuff. There's a random border on the side.
That's what I'm after from our politicians. A little more like chaos in the.
I know. I don't want it to look so. Yeah, they all have hired these young, savvy people to make their stuff look slick, and it's like we know you didn't post this.
I know. I'm in this election for boomers posting content. That's what I want.
If we're going to have boomers in parliament, post like boomers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sick of you posting like a 22.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? Okay, do you want a fact of the gay?
I would love one. I can't believe
that. I don't have one. Okay. What I did do was download ChatGPT like moments before and I was like, this is like the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked it... can you please tell me a fact about the LGBT community? And it's involved. That's what I asked. Yeah. And then it said a whole bunch of stuff. And then I was like, well, let's specify this. Mm-hmm. Big thing in my life at the moment. I'm returning to ballet.
We've got to wrap this up. We've got to
keep this tight because I've got to go to ballet class. Yeah. I've been going for like a couple of weeks now. But this is the beginning of a new term, which is like I'm considering dropping down the $250 to do the 10 class.
Amazing.
Turn. I don't actually think you get a discount, so it probably would be better for me to pay week by week, but yeah. I'm absolutely
Oh, wait, so
it.
You just pay for 10 at once and there's no... you've just spent a lot of money.
Well, maybe it's $200. I can't remember, but if God, it's bringing me joy at the moment. Yeah. Oh, just doing something for fun.
That's cool.
It's so nice.
I need that in my life and have needed to do that in my life for the past 6 years and have not done it.
What would you do?
I mean, I guess I'm going to go to the pub quiz after this, and I feel like that does fill a little bit of that. Like
it does, doesn't it? It's satisfying. I'm actually in a bit of a hobby conflict at the moment where my pub quiz team and my ballet class were at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to race over.
That is tough. I still want to do pottery, but you know, it's like, when will I start?
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, I think I would get a lot out of making stuff with my fingers.
That's interesting.
My mum does these kind of like kooky little... Well, they're not kooky. They're actually cool. It's
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare me? Like,
how dare me?
It's kind of like art challenges. So like each day it'll like give you the start of something and then you have to finish. And like she printed it all out one time when we were back for Christmas and we all like finished the picture together and then you like turn them around and see how each of you finished it. And like, it'll start with a shape and then you paint out from there and then you see what each of you's done.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is cool, eh?
You should do an art challenge.
Yeah.
I reckon if you started posting about your art challenge though, I'd be like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I know.
And I do really feel like I've been like that in the past with felting or any sort of my weird, my Christmas tree, you know. I'm just
And
the answer to that question is usually, I'm not okay.
And interesting because, I mean, especially in terms of felting, you had a beautiful hobby that then became a crucial part of your career.
That was
career and identity.
And how dare me on that, to be honest. Like, what a way to destroy. Did we press record on
that? I just was thinking. I was like, I hope we press record. Yeah, of course we did. 20 minutes down. 20 minutes down.
20 minutes down.
You're welcome.
So you're welcome. Strap in. Just keep going. Just keep persevering. Today, just before we get into the fact of the gay, today, I went to a spin class at Les Mills.
The trip.
No.
No, the normal one.
I like the normal one. The trip makes me a little motion sickness.
Fair. Okay.
And I actually thought, very funny when I was doing the trip once, that the person running it was like, and this is a good point to just look at the ground because the camera does a weird thing and it makes a lot of people feel sick.
Really?
And I was like, it's gone too far. Like, you need to reduce the graphics if that's the case.
There's one bit in the Beyonce visuals, which we'll all see when it finally comes out in cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Where Sam leaned over to me and he was like, this looks like the trip. And then I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it.
Who does it?
Who makes the visuals for the trip? Yeah. Well, maybe potentially the same person who made the Beyonce Renaissance visuals.
Imagine. And that's your fact of the game. So I'm in this class, the spin class, and there's this kind of like young, I'm going to say like maybe like French, I'm going to say twink, but he could not be French and he also might not be gay, in which case, how dare me. But today he swore at us. It was amazing.
What did he say?
He's really like, that's why I've gone to these classes, because he's like, he's connected on a way that you don't really get with a you know, a personal training or with like a group training session.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you've got to push harder. You've got to keep going. Keep fucking going. He said that. And then I was like, I mean, I don't want him in trouble. We all loved it. Like the whole room was on the edge of their bike seats.
It's not for kids.
It's not for kids. It's like, what now?
Yeah.
It's not for kids.
No, what now is for kids.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got that wrong. Okay.
I think I've had that French guy. Does he teach the Central City one?
I reckon if he's doing that kind of performance and you mark it, he's going around.
Yeah. I've had him, but doing the trip in the Central City.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Good hair.
Mm.
Fiery personality.
Yeah,
I loved it. And then at the end, like at the very end of it, when we finished, he was just breathing and collapsed over his bike. He says, "You're going to have to give me 10 seconds." And then we were like, I was fine. Like, I must have not been pushing myself hard enough, but he looked like he had just been like anally penetrated by the world's largest cock and came all over the trip's studio. And
also, we have to specify, he could be straight.
He could be straight. Hey, straight men can pig. And
yes, true.
He was just like in the throes of like climax. And he leaned over his bike, like, like this. And then he goes, oh, I can hear you all breathing. That is so good. Like that. It was amazing.
That's intense.
And I had not even had lunch yet.
I'm always shook when you see that and you're like, and then they do other classes.
I know.
Like, that's not their only one for the day.
They are beasts. They're do you reckon freaks. They do drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon they're all on a myth.
And that is the fact of the game.
No, please tell me the fact of the game.
Well, no, I just asked ChatGPT. So beyond the facts, asking me about the LGBT community, I said, and its involvement in ballet. And it said, it waffled on a bit, and I didn't read any of it. And then I said, do you know why so many gay men like to do ballet to ChatGPT? To which ChatGPT said to me, it's important not to make sweeping generalizations about why individuals of any sexual orientation pursue particular interests or hobbies, as people's interests and passions can be quite diverse and individualized. Ballet, like any other art form or activity, I was like, nah.
Get a personality.
Nah, get a grip.
Get a sense of humor, you dumb I
asked,
robot.
I think I asked, why do so many gay men do ballet? However, there are a few factors that may contribute to the perception that there is a relatively high representation of gay men in ballet.
Ooh.
So the fact that ChatGPT is like cooking that up means it must be true, right? One, artistic expression. Ballet is a highly expressive and artistic form of dance that allows individuals to convey emotions and stories through movement. Many gay men, like people of any sexual orientation, are drawn to the opportunity for creative self-expression that ballet offers. And we've seen you have some creative self-expression on CTI. I mean, it's true. Yeah, gay men have a lot to let out. I guess that's what you've tapped into.
I have. But also, I hate the way ChatGPT is saying, like...
Oh, I know.
But it could be because gay men like artistic expression, but also anyone can like artistic expression.
Should I just message back and be like, girl, it's just us?
Yeah. Girl, it's just facts.
It's just a game. I am a gay man asking. I can ask this. Number two, acceptance and inclusivity. In some cases, ballet communities may be perceived as more accepting and inclusive of LGBTQ+ communities, individuals. Which can make for an attractive pursuit for those who have faced discrimination and prejudice. Yep, that checks out. Gender roles. Excuse me. Ballet often features traditional gender roles in dance, with male dancers partnering with female dancers. This can provide a unique and interesting dynamic for gay men who may be exploring or questioning or questions identity of relationships.
What? That doesn't make any fucking sense, you dumb little robot.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I mean, I guess this is my big thing with, though, ballet, is like it is weirdly like all performed by gay men, yet the roles, like the way that gender sort of portrayed in ballet is often like very heteronormative straight.
It's literally just in the last few years that they're like, we're doing Romeo and Juliet and Juliet's a man.
Deal with it.
Swing 23.
Because all the dancers are lesbian. What are you supposed to do about it? what would you do in our case? Huh? Sleeping Beauty, they're gay. Just deal with it.
Sleeping Beauty, she's gay. Gay, gaming is lame.
I'm Chris Parker. I'm head of the Royal New Zealand Ballet. We're doing Cinderella. She's gay. Deal with it. Okay, next up.
How much you're slurring. I'm Chris Parker. I'm head of the Royal New Zealand Ballet.
I'm going to go to the trip. Okay, Okay, role models is the last point. The visibility and accomplished gay male dancers such as Rudolf Nureyev and Mikhail Baryshnikov can serve as models and sources and inspiration for other members of the LGBTQ+ community who are interested in pursuing ballet. Ever heard of them?
No.
Well, they were gay. And that's the fact of the gay.
You know what I think it is? It's because you get to hang out with girls who are equal parts fun and psycho. And that is what appeals to a gay man.
There is something about being in an environment of just women that I feel so at ease in. And it's a shame. Like, even this ballet class, I'm the only male in it. And I do not, like, I think I would question more if I entered a room of just
men.
I'd be like, ooh, you know, like, a bit more like, how am I going to be here? This is when it's women. I'm like, I've got this. Like, I don't even have a sense of like having to showboat or like flounce around or like sort of dial it up for them. I just feel like I can be myself. It's like when I'm in Millie's, that homeware store, the kitchen supply store in Ponsonby.
Oh, yeah.
And just like talking to the women there about like crock pots and stuff. I'm just like, oh, so this is my chosen family.
Do you know, I have had a little, I've got this kind of like random goal that, well, it's not even a goal. I guess I am so judgmental to sometimes to gay men who hang out in just like their gay army, and every social occasion it's just 20 gay men.
Yes.
Yet, I make those judgments having never done that. Like, I've never gone to...
You should join the Falcons.
Oh, I've already put this out there. And they...
said no. No. We don't want your little fag rugby league.
Well,
no homo, no puffers allowed.
First of all, I don't want to play real rugby.
They have different rules.
But they've got touch.
Yes.
They do touch over summer, so I have considered it.
The only reason why it's front of mind is I went to Bunnings on the weekend and they were doing the sausage sizzle.
Oh, the Falkies.
They kicked out those charities trying to raise money and they were like, gay rugby.
Yeah.
But I guess everyone gets a turn. What I will say is, and like, I love to support charities, you know, where I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, happy to give a couple of dollars. What I will say.
Give a couple of dollars.
Well, you know, for a sausage.
What I will say is, of course,
the quality I expect in my sausage, you know, is that it is cooked. Recently, I've noticed sort of standards slipping. You can't hand it back. But they've been a little lackluster.
Not a gay rugby team serving raw sausage, am I right?
What I will say with that is that, so it's been like 3 or 4 times where I've been to Bunnings and I've been like, oh, look, it's for charity. That's a pretty bad sausage and a bit of bread, but hey, I'll eat it. It might make my guts feel a bit crazy, you know, when I'm looking at the plants at Bunnings, but whatever. The Falcons really made a good sausage. Like, it was a perfectly cooked sausage and bread. And I was like, damn.
Probably because they're full-grown adults and not, like, 13-year-old netballers.
But they were really, like, running the roost there. You know, it was a real... Because I'm so used to it being, like, a 13-year-old girl who's, like, saving to go to, like, water polo comp and wherever. And it's like, do you want onion? You know, whereas... these guys were just like, hello, do you want to join the Falcons? Like, just really throwing it out there.
Yeah, nice.
And one of them was like, I've seen you do comedy. And he had seen a Raw Material night with me and Alice Sneddon, I'm going to say 4 years ago.
Oh, shit. That reminds me of one time I, like, sponsored one of my stand-up videos to go out to promote my, like, hour-long show to try and get people to buy tickets. And then there was a comment underneath. Like, someone had tagged their friend, and then their friend had said, oh, yeah, he performs at Revelry all the time. You should come check him out there, which Revelry is like, you go for free. It's the most nightmarish space of my entire life. I hate doing gigs there, but sometimes I do it to test new material. I would hate to think
that's
where you have to go to see me.
I'm full. If you're doing that, how dare you?
How dare you?
Would you have a Queen of the Week out of interest?
I think. Has this happened before? Sofiane Stevens.
Queen of the Week.
Oh,
who? Yeah. Who? I thought Sofiane was just kind of out already, but then I guess that was always maybe the vibe, but no one knew for sure.
A lot of people thought it was just like, is he talking about his boyfriend? Is he talking about God? We didn't know.
But he did dedicate his new album, Javelin, which is so good. I love it. And
Tammy Nielsen.
What about Tammy Nielsen?
Not Tammy Nielsen. Tammy the Bush Ghost Lady. I was going to make a quick joke about how she's already listening to it.
She listens to all the Sofiane Stevens albums. She's in Marbix.
But Tammy Nielsen, probably.
Oh, she probably likes it.
She's the Queen of the Week.
So he dedicated it to his partner who has now passed away, which is so sad.
It's honestly so upsetting. I love the music. It's like, Sofiane is like one of the... You know, it's that thing of like how gay cinema is either horny or so sad. And I feel like actually gay music is the same.
It's totally. Because
you're never hearing gay jazz.
Yeah.
Fly me to the moon and put this douche right up my butt. You know, it's like not happening.
Fly me to the moon and put this douche right up my butt.
Right up. Let me see if I can have some butt sex tonight. In other words.
How dare you do that to Frank Sinatra, who didn't write that song. I don't know who wrote that song, but I guess he did it.
Sofiane wrote it. He wrote it.
Because I'm really into Omar Apollo, who also just released new music this month. And I would say he definitely... is on the horny side.
He's on the horny. Well, he's like naked in his album cover.
Yeah, it's a big painting of him jerking off, I believe.
I feel like Choice of Aunt was sad.
it's gone full horny.
To horny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then to only go back to sad again. But yeah, I mean, I guess you never get gay as in happy music. Oh, no. Mika.
And Todrick Hall.
Todrick Hall. Todrick Hall. Oh, true. Actually, yeah. All of RuPaul's music. Yeah. Oh, the theory is
anything Leland. Oh, no, because Leland does Troye Sivan's music, I think.
Bing Bang Bong. Yeah. I would say that it's a very happy, gay and happy. Gay.
That's very happy gay.
Oh, damn it. I thought the theory held up.
Yeah.
That's a real shame. It's so, what I was going to say was, it feels like, this is probably horrible, but like so classically Sufjan Stevens to announce that you're gay by being like, my boyfriend's dead. We shouldn't be making fun. That's actually really horrible. It's so sad.
Do you know what's a weird way that death is being handled? So like an ACT MP just died.
Yes.
No, he's not an MP yet, or he was, you know, going
candidate.
And so there's going to be a by-election. And I just feel like every time it's talked about in the news, died, so now it's crazy.
We're sorry. God, you're going to have to go to the community centre again and vote. Oh, I mean, if you're not in the way. You know, it's so horrible.
I've only heard the word died. I've never heard anyone use like passed away or any softer language. And it's always about how like there's going to be an extra seat in parliament because he died.
It's weird. Crazy. It's one of the craziest. Everyone's like, oh, it's such a drab election. I find it to be really unhinged.
Yeah.
Like the events that have gone down are just like, I think because the sort of Labour Green Te Pāti Māori side, like we're really on the like, the fight, working hard to defend. And
then, really lacking a, I think Chris Hipkins is a good leader of the Labour Party, but not exciting, unfortunately.
No, it's,
and I think
cute.
The lack of an exciting leader is what has made this season tough. The season of the show.
But there is something about Christopher Luxon as well that is like very similar to John Key, which is like they sort of, when you see photos of these guys, you're like, whoa, they mean business. And then you hear them both talk and they're like, well, I really like New Zealand. It's so like, I love a sausage and bread. Like, this is something kind of like jarring about how both these, and maybe it's a sort of internalized, what's the opposite of like misogyny? Toxic masculinity in a way. Like, you know, I'm like, speak like a real man.
That's what you're looking for in your politicians.
No, but I'm just like, I just think it's like, oh, well, I don't know. It's so like casual. I think I want, that's the thing that, I think he's deplorable, but that's what the thing that you sort of like, your ears perk up when you hear Winnie talk.
Yeah.
Because he sort of talks like this, you know.
Oh my gosh. There's an amazing exchange in the minor parties debate where they're talking about how many chances, and David Simon goes, you've had your chance, and then Winston Peters says in the most resonant voice, it goes, and I'll have many more.
he's
couldn't believe
it. Weirdly camp.
Yeah, he is. He's like a Disney villain.
Yeah,
energy.
Truly.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones are kind of like Muppets.
Yeah.
Like actual like Sesame Street, like, hello.
There's not many with like gravitas to their voice. Chloe's got quite a lot of vocal gravitas, I would say.
I guess because in New Zealand we're like, we've really fixated on our politicians being likable.
Yeah.
And that is tough because we've never really had someone in recent years who's like, you're not really going to like me, but I'm going to fucking crack on with it.
Helen, right?
Helen, that's who I could think of. Everyone was like, she wasn't out there like trying necessarily to be beloved by everyone, but everyone, well, a lot of people respected her because she was just cracking on with it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want at this point. It's just like, I want
somebody who cracks on with it.
I just don't want any, like, I remember when they launched Christopher Luxon and Nicola Willis.
They launched.
You know, it was like a big like launch up top. And
yeah, of course.
And then all their things
just
was
sounds
like
a sneaker or something.
Well, then, the drop.
I got invited to the launch.
Oh my gosh, yeah, National Party just launched last night. What? Oh my god, surprise album.
Hashtag PR event.
No, but they like didn't. They went straight for like that Jennifer Lawrence school of like relatability. You know, like, yeah, how do you like your mince pie? And I'm just like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Do any other countries in the world run their election campaign like this one is, which is literally the leaders travel the country and perform what are minimum wage jobs.
Essentially,
for
they
fun.
Do like Jono and Ben skits.
They like Hipkins has multiple times been in an ice cream truck. I've seen Christopher Luxon making coffee. I've seen him being literally a waiter. Who's thinking? Now I know who to vote for.
I guess
that
it
man,
does.
Because he brought the plates to the right table.
I guess they're trying to show like, oh yeah, because there was that one of like Luxon working in a...
He was bringing like chicken sandwiches out to people.
And he got like the change wrong or something.
Yes.
It's like, oh God, it's humiliating.
It is really embarrassing. And I think we as a nation should be embarrassed at how both of these people are conducting themselves.
Oh God, well it's all going to be over by Saturday. Or we're going to have to go through it all again.
Well yeah, we'll just do a second one right away.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I do have a. Here's my thing, and I was like talking this through with Paddy Gower today, who obviously knows, you know,
everything,
political reporter, about how it feels like we might get Helen Clark 2.0. This is my theory, in that. The left loses this election, but the right are in a complete disaster. So they barely last one term, and then, which is what happened. Helen Clark lost her first election, and then stayed as the opposition leader. They didn't get rid of her.
Oh.
Sat in waiting. And then took
it was
her
like, I'll get them.
And it was literally Winston Peters who was fucking up the National Nationals. So we could see that again.
God, he's been around for a really long time. This brings us back to that last episode we did yesterday. I did actually get a DM.
We did yesterday.
Yesterday, and by yesterday I mean last week.
Wednesday.
I did get a DM from the vote.nz's Instagram account because they were also listening to the podcast. Eli is totally on his phone.
Sorry, I just got a whole bunch of interesting texts. Less than four interesting texts.
Can they be shared? You're not going to check them now, are you?
I have to reply to my boyfriend. I'm sorry.
You're literally... Okay, anyway, this is what came from vote.nz.
Chris, I'm really sorry about it. I'm really sorry about it. Whatever, when I check my phone.
Actually, how dare you?
The way I completely shut off.
Like, it's
didn't listen.
Unbelievable.
What you're about to read from your phone.
I literally was like...
I don't know what the context is.
I was literally looking at you in the eyes, holding my phone, and then you were like, he have phone, me have phone. And then the light turned up, and then you were like... And then I like, you melted. Seemingly lost you. And I knew where you were. Like, I knew where your brain was. And I was like, I'm not getting him back.
Yeah, fair.
There's nothing harder than having a conversation. And I'm often like this with Michael. Like, he'll be having a full conversation with me. And I'm like, you know, it's like you're in the, like, another world, you know? And you're clawing yourself out. But you're watching, like, someone ice a cake upside down in a fish tank or whatever. And you're like, how's this going to turn out? And he's like, you know, Michael's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I am trying to hear you, but this phone is... That's what my attention feels like.
I will often quite often like start a sentence and then we'll just cut off midway. Because I'll be like, yeah, I can do this both at the same time. And I'll be like,
and you actually
can't. We need to get toilet paper.
Yeah, we go do that. So, like that. Okay, who do you get some voting questions on your podcast? The people with the big ribbons at voting places are called scrutineers. Not schmigadoons. Well, apparently the Orange Man listens to the male gaze.
Is this from the Orange Man?
Well, yeah.
That's from vote.nz?
Yeah, that's what I said when you were on your phone. They're appointed by candidates or parties to oversee the election activity.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's awesome, because I got a similar message from someone who has been a scrutineer for the Greens, and here's an amazing story. They said someone turned up to the voting booth and they smiled at them, and then that person decided to vote Green because they smiled at them.
And honestly, we've critiqued fucking like Hipkins and Luxor like serving Mr. Whippy ice creams. Maybe that is all it takes.
We recorded Patty Gow has issues today in one of these schmigadoons.
Yeah.
Scrutineers was in the audience.
Absailers. Oh.
For the Aotearoa legalized cannabis party.
Holy.
He was wearing a full cannabis leaf suit.
It kind of reminds me of a kind of a Halloween aesthetic.
Yeah.
Which is coming up, and I guess we didn't talk about it.
It's we've got, because we're weekly.
Do you want a time check, listeners? Oh, you got a yes. So that we're at 43 minutes, so just a little bit more to go. So hold in there. You're almost at work.
So it's October 10th now, so we've actually got a full 21 days.
What would you dress up for as for Halloween?
Last year, Sam and I were planning a costume that we still haven't done and we still could do, which is he was going to dress as Hugh Grant in Notting Hill, and then I was going to dress as Julie Roberts in the scene where she spills the orange juice on her top. So she's got a leather black beret, a black jacket, a white t-shirt with the orange juice on, and sunglasses.
I do feel though sometimes they should always be linked to a scary movie.
I do kind of always love to go like kind of classic scary. Oh. Yeah, it is.
But I do think that's too good not to hit. Mm. Though I just call out for a dress-up party just for the sake of it. Like, often like Michael's family will have a dress-up party and the theme is like dress-up.
Oh, and there's no like, just fancy whatever dress. You want. So would it be weird then to do a specific reference rather than just wear something?
I think it would go down. Like, because the theme is fancy dress.
Yeah,
and
true.
So we went to like a, like his sister's birthday. The theme was fancy dress. And people just wore like wacky things. Someone dressed up as like the bananas in pajamas.
Cute. And a reference and relevant.
And a callback.
And that was a callback that we planned. When we kind of bullet pointed what we could talk about, we thought, and then near the end of the
we'll kind of, as it's sort of beginning to trail off, we'll get him back with a callback.
Sam and I were considering hosting a Halloween party.
Oh, go off. You haven't. Oh, you've had one party, but you weren't there. You were doing Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And Sam was there.
Sam had his literal 30th birthday, and I got so many messages. I got home and opened my phone, and I had so many messages being like, "Hey, Eli, just checking in. How's everything going? Just wanted to check in. Just haven't talked for a while. How's everything going?" Because everyone had on Instagram seen my boyfriend turn 30, have a big party with a lot of our friends there. And I was so clearly not there.
Hey, babe, are you all right?
Hey, just thinking of
that's
you.
That's when I came back and I was a bit like I was like, I'm having a social media break. That's what I said. Because I was like toxically online. I was Instagramming every day and then radio silence.
Yeah.
And then didn't even post like, I'm going away. I just disappeared for 27 days.
Yeah.
Then appeared back, lost 7 kgs, all the skin on my lips. Was so tan and was like cracked as hell. And was like, hey guys, I'm back. And everyone was like, oh, I think he's on night meth.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, whoa, you look like you've had a big holiday. Like, and not even a good one. Just a big holiday.
Oh, you got lost. I've got a photo of me at the airport from my from when I was flying back.
And careful.
Yeah, which could be at any point. It could be at
any point. Could be tomorrow.
I do look crazy.
Ooh.
But I can say that now because I feel like I look crazy on the current timeline that we're on.
You are insane.
I already look crazy. So
I love seeing you go up for elimination last night. My heart was racing you killed it.
And you are such a beautiful contributor too. We've got a group thread currently called the Blair Girls Fan Club.
Renamed it.
What did you? Oh, you renamed
it. I'm an active member of this group, even though I don't post at the time.
An hour and a half behind. Everyone watches it and kind of post their commentary into the group. It's also a group to organize group viewings, and not a single group viewing has been organized.
No, but you're always at them.
Yeah, there's other ones popping around.
Shit.
But yeah,
I would love an invitation.
Yeah, well, James Bostwick is having one tonight.
That little fucking twink.
But I'm gonna go to the pub quiz instead because I have overdosed on CGI.
Yeah, it's fair. You did it, and then you have to rewatch it.
Yeah, and sometimes I really love it, and then other times I'm like, I want to do anything else than think about this.
It's a bit much, eh?
It's full noise. What was I even bloody talking about? Oh, just you messaging.
You're going to host a Halloween party.
Hosting a Halloween party. I just wanted to note, like, you, every time you watch the show as well, you just post 6 episodes in a row. No one replies to them. Just about how you're feeling at each moment of the
episode.
Well,
you want to share the experience.
No, and it's amazing. I love it. And I love reading it in the morning. I love to wake up.
You know, Chris has gone through this. And you're like, oh my gosh, can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
Whoa, way to go, Eli. Just these messages.
Yeah, so cute.
Whoa, so crazy. Just no context. I was thinking of, because I saw a TikTok that was like, here's some like recommended Halloween costumes for the year that's been. And someone was like, you could go as Gwyneth Paltrow in her court case. And I was like,
that's good.
Was this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And isn't that so surprising?
That feels like ancient history.
Like, what happened in March? Dress up as something that happened in March.
Was the Met Gala in March?
I'm going to Google it. Hold on.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out those results. Anyway, the truth about our Halloween party is that we are now away on the weekend of Halloween because...
So you can't host?
Because I won an award for being a great young achiever from the University of Canterbury.
It's so amazing. I hope you get a big trophy for that.
I really hope I get a trophy that looks nice.
Okay, I'm going to put it into ChatGPT.
Please.
And that'll round this off beautifully, eh?
One of the reasons that we want to do a Halloween party is because we've got a fountain in our front yard and...
You put blood in it?
No, we wanted to turn it into a witch's cauldron. Put 3 little witches either side stirring it.
You could just do that anyway.
Well, now that you've suggested blood, that's way easier. Are you asking ChatGPT for some 2023?
Hey, ChatGPT, can you give me some 2023 Halloween... 2023 pop... culture? Would you say pop culture?
Yeah.
Halloween costume ideas for couples.
Go as
who are members of the LGBT community.
Could go as Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet watching Beyonce.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Here we go. Certainly, here are some pop culture Halloween costumes for couples who are members of the LGBT community, inspired by the trends and characters from 2023. You could do a Schitt's Creek duo.
Fuck up.
Michael just that, booed from the
screen. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michael.
ChatGPT has just come out.
Yeah.
That's the energy they're giving.
Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, dress up as David and Patrick from the popular TV series Schitt's Creek. David's iconic black and white outfit and Patrick's flannel shirt and glasses make for an instantly recognizable costume.
No one would recognize that.
Okay, next one. Euphoria characters. Channel the stylish and edgy characters from the TV series Euphoria. You could go as Rue and Jules. Didn't that actor die? That feels bad taste.
Come on, ChatGPT. If I'm correct... ChatGPT, the one that I was using, had not updated. It's like, it hadn't learned anymore since like 2019 or something.
Oh my God, that's probably this. Space-themed couples? Take inspiration from the space-themed movies like Dune or The Expanse. This is crazy that they're like, I think the queers love space.
You know what would be queer? A Dune costume.
Dress as the characters from these sci-fi universes with elaborate space costumes and makeup.
Ooh, makeup sounds fun.
Did someone say superheroes? Embrace the superhero trend with costumes inspired by characters from the latest superhero movies. We won't say what they are. Oh, you could go to Loki and Sylvie.
Who's Sylvie?
Consider maybe some 90s cartoon characters. Oh, this is kind of good. Ren and Stimpy.
That is good. Hard.
Hard.
And actually, I don't know which one is which, but the pink skinny one would be hard to achieve, I think. Is Ren the red and white one?
I can't remember. They're both mine.
Red and white one, I feel like, would be slightly easier.
That kind of era would be sort of Warner Brothers Animaniacs. Yeah. Animaniacs, but like, you know when they did like Rugrats All Grown Up?
Yeah.
But it's like Animaniacs All Grown Up, and they're like little... fucking sex
little slut dot, what animals? Dot and little slutty bondage outfit and yak with a big fat cock.
Oh my God, that's what ChatGPT said. celebrity power couples like Zendaya and Tom Holland are famously straight.
Did you know? So we were in New York and then
that's amazing that they're still together, right?
And they lived just around the corner from where we were staying because we caught up with some friends and then they pointed at the apartment building. They were like, Tom Holland and Zendaya, they live there.
Holy.
And it was like, 100 meters from where we were staying.
Their vibe is
hot. Yeah. It's hot to me.
It's so hot.
I,
he is hot to me.
He's hot. I think he's a little goofy, and she is not goofy.
I think she's pretty goofy, but in a cool way. In a cool way. The biggest star we've got.
She's unbelievable. I think, to me, I think he's unreal, but I think she is too good for him. But then I don't know who would be good enough for her. But then I also don't think he's bad.
You could dress up as a famous movie, a musical icon, like Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish, or Doja Cat. Who in their right mind is like, I don't know what to go as Halloween for. I'll ask ChatGPT, and they'll be like, Lil Nas X, I'll do that. You know, just like that simple.
Can I say, it would be pretty funny if this is Billie Eilish. It would be pretty iconic to dress as Billie Eilish.
Should we have a Billie Eilish themed party? Everyone is dressed as Billie Eilish.
All these people in their 30s dressing as Billie Eilish.
The theme is millennials dress as Gen Z icons.
Yeah.
God, that would be good. And to round this off, Disney characters? No.
No.
Frozen and Moana is what they suggest. And then 80s retro duo.
Remember, well, like Wham.
Remember to have fun. Just put your own unique twist on these costume ideas and make them your own. Halloween is all about creativity and self-expression. Gay.
Can I say? ChatGPT. People are like, oh, it's going to solve. We'll get it to write scripts. Look, that is pathetic.
That's pathetic.
That is a pathetic list of ideas.
How dare you? How dare us use it, to be honest?
Yeah, and how dare you, ChatGPT, think you're ever going to help society?
Well, that has been, on that note, that has actually been the end of this week's podcast. Did we raise any questions that need to be solved?
I know. Should we quickly send a voice message to a politician?
What are you going to go as for Halloween? Do you know who Billie Eilish is? Hi, Nicola. Well, I was just wondering what you're going to go as for Halloween. Okay, bye, baby. God, send us straight to hell.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.